Welcome back to our Hilchos Shabbos here. We are continuing the halachas of Erev Shabbos. And we started last time about the Isser of doing melacha on Erev Shabbos, Mizman Mincha V'lamayla, after the time of Mincha, which we go Lekula, it means from Mizman Mincha Katana V'lamayla, which is approximately 2.5 hours before Shabbos. And the melacha it's also to do, any melacha that is a big tircha, takes some time, it's very hard to do, and you might get all involved in that melacha and get very close to Shabbos and not prepare for Shabbos correctly. Therefore, they made an exerud, you should not do that melacha. Example would be to mow the lawn. To mow the lawn is lav dafka 100% covered Shabbos. So therefore, to start mowing your lawn on Erev Shabbos after Zman Mincha, Katana V'lamayla, linear style, we go into this Isser. Now, what about fixing the electricity or there's a water leak in the house and you're living in this house for Shabbos? You need this for Shabbos. You need electricity for Shabbos. You need water for Shabbos. So then the halach is that you're allowed to do that Erev Shabbos after Zman Mincha, since it's a covered Shabbos and it's nicker and it's recognizable. This is a covered Shabbos, therefore this is allowed. Now, what about Mekach or Memka, which means someone who has a store? He sells clothing, he sells furniture. Is he allowed to be open after Zman Mincha Katana V'lamayla? What's the Shaila? This is not really a lot of tircha, it's not really hard physical labor. So is this going to the Issa V'lacha or not? So is Machlokes. Some say that it's Mutter. And some, like it's like writing, that's mutter. And some say, no, it's aser. And halach l'maisa, we neman that a person should close his store when it comes to Zman Mincha, Katana V'lamayla, even though it's just business. But that is pashut, that someone who wants to go buy things, a person wants to go to a non-Jewish store, Erev Shabbos to go shopping, and he wants to buy clothing or furniture, he goes to the non-Jewish store, that's not part of the Isser. It's only if someone who's selling, he'd get very involved. Someone who's buying, that is not included in this Isser of those who say that the Isser of Mekach Memka is aser. Another exception is stores that sell food, L'Kavod Shabbos. That's partial also, it's mutter to be open even after Zman Mincha Katana V'lamayla, because that is a help for Klal Yisrael to have food for Shabbos. They have to go buy Erev Shabbos. So if it be closed too early, people who are running late won't have anything to buy. Therefore, that would be allowed, the person who's selling food, to leave his stores open and order so people could buy food for Shabbos. Now the Ramah says at the end of Siman Reish Aleph, the Yesh Odom Lamayit Ksas Belimud Erev Shabbos in order to prepare for Tarchis Shabbos. Mishvura says, Lechein Ein Koivim Yeshiva Be'ezim Akaimis Be'erev Shabbos. And this is why the minig is a lot of yeshivas end early in Erev Shabbos. Why? Because of this Ramah that the Mishvura is explaining. Therefore, you don't have yeshiva, so people should get ready for Shabbos. But as he brings down Mishvura from Sefer Seda Yoim, the person has a regular limud that he does every Erev Shabbos, who gives a shir every day. He should not be mevatel that shir because of Erev Shabbos. And then he says, Mishavura, Upirish Rashi Allah Seder, Mikri Dovash Yosh Lekitzva, and there's no Gzeira, you can learn that Erev Shabbos, don't worry, you might get involved and miss Shabbos. And that just reminds us, we have to go through the halachas of Shnai Mikri Vercha Targum, which is Siman Reish Pehei, which we will do a different time when we learn the halachas of Tfilas Shabbos.